Liberty University Broadcast Studio. It's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to Hour 3 of the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Great to have you with us today. This is sort of our salute, our send-off for the Independence Day weekend. Tomorrow we'll be running a best-of edition of the show so the staff can enjoy a long weekend, take a break, maybe grill a burger, have a delicious Hebrew National hot dog there in wherever you might be. But we're giving the team a break, and so we sort of have a 4th of July theme going on here. Now, earlier in the program, Lee Greenwood joined us, and we shared that incredible new rendition of God Bless the USA. A lot of you folks said, Todd, can we hear the whole thing uninterrupted? And we are going to do that this hour of the program. So hang around. We're going to wrap up today's show with that beautiful new rendition of Lee Greenwood's song, Proud to Be an American. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free number. That's 844-747-8868. Our website, toddstarnes.com. And I want to go right now to the Liberty University Newsmaker line. You know, folks, again, early in the show, we were celebrating the fact that nearly 5 million Americans have gone back into the workforce. That's upwards of around 8 million, thanks to the CARES Act. Monica Crowley from the Treasury Department on the Newsmaker line. Monica, happy Independence Day.
Hey, Todd, happy Independence Day to you too. And we do have some very good news, economic news, to celebrate this holiday weekend.
So a lot of people were very concerned, including a lot of conservatives. Would the economy roar back? And certainly looks like we're heading in the right direction.
Yes. I mean, we got a phenomenal jobs report for the month of June. 4.8 million jobs added to the economy. This is on top of a revised upward report for the month of May, up to 3 million jobs last month, the previous month. So we're looking at almost 8 million Americans having gone back to work. This is a direct function of two things, I think. One, the CARES Act, and the monetary response as well from the Fed. So we have pushed down into the economy about $3 trillion since the advent of the coronavirus economic crisis, in addition to the public health crisis. And that has really gone a long way to making sure that America's small businesses, businesses of all sizes, our industries, but primarily American workers, could bridge this period of time to where we are now, where we are safely reopening the economy and the rebound is underway.
And Monica, especially in minority communities, of course, before the pandemic hit, we were looking at historic employment levels for blacks and Hispanics in America. Where are we at now with those numbers?
Yeah, so what we're looking at in this June jobs report is that Americans of all backgrounds saw huge gains last month as this comeback is underway. Unemployment rates for Hispanic Americans fell by 3.1 percentage points. Women, that unemployment by 8 points. And among African Americans, it dropped by 1.4 percentage points. So African American employment rose by over 400,000 people. That's the second largest gain on record. And the number of African American women employed increased by over 260,000. That's also the largest gain on record. So we're seeing across the board major gains, and the rebound is happening a lot faster than most people thought.
And in spite of the fact that many of these blue state governors, Monica, are continuing the shutdowns, Governor Gavin Newsom ordered all the restaurants and the bars and the movie theaters, you gotta shut it back down again. So I think that makes it even more remarkable.
Well, you know, Tom, the virus has proven to be resilient, unfortunately. And where we've seen it raise its head, governors have taken certain measures, precautionary measures, and that could certainly impact the economic recovery. But let's remember one important point. President Trump's pro-growth economic policies that delivered the booming economy the first time around are still in place. We're talking about tax cuts. We're talking about regulatory relief, unleashing the energy sector, fairer and more reciprocal trade. In fact, USMCA went into full force yesterday. It's going to be a huge win for America's workers, farmers, ranchers, and businesses. He's delivered on all of those things. That generated the booming economy the first time around. Those policies are still in place. So as we're safely reopening, those policies are kicking back in, and that's why you're seeing this kind of V-shaped recovery.
On the Newsmaker line from the Treasury Department, our good friend Monica Crowley. Got to follow her on Twitter. Monica, you had former Speaker Newt Gingrich a couple of weeks ago say, hey, look, the unknown here is what if there is another massive shutdown? What if these blue state governors do try to stage another shutdown? Does the administration, do you guys have a plan in place in case something like that happens? Because, look, I don't trust these guys. I think they're going to try to play politics with the economy here.
Well, you recall many, many weeks ago when the White House released the blueprint for safely reopening, the discretion was, in fact, left to the governors. Now, what we're seeing is that the coronavirus has not essentially come back, but because we're doing so many more tests, we're doing widespread testing, we're seeing, of course, the numbers go up, but hospitalizations and death rates in many places coming way down. Also, we're getting medical reports that, in fact, the virus is weakening, or that the cases that are walking through the door, because employers, as they're opening up, are requesting that their employees go get tested before they come back to the workplace. They may be asymptomatic, or they may have very mild symptoms, but they're still showing a positive a result when they go in for the test. All of these things are very fluid. They're all coming into play, and we'll see. I mean, the discretion is to the governors as to what to do, but I think a lot of people, too, are saying, well, wait a minute, we do have protocols now in place to isolate our most vulnerable, those in nursing homes, the elderly, those with comorbidities. We know how to handle this now. And there is some resistance to some of this sort of widespread shutdown going on in some of these states.
All right. Monica, what are you doing for the big 4th of July holiday?
Well, I love Independence Day because it's uniquely American, the way Thanksgiving is uniquely American. So I am going to take a little bit of time at the beach, but I'm also going to post on Instagram at Monica Crowley _. So I hope everybody will follow me there. My official Twitter feed is at Treasury Spokes, SPOX. My personal Twitter feed is at Monica Crowley. So please check it out. Follow me there. And I wish everybody a beautiful American holiday.
All right. Monica Crowley at the beach. You can follow her. You've got the social media platforms. Monica, God bless you. And thanks for the great work you're doing for America.
God bless, Todd. Happy Independence Day.
All right. Great lady right there. And she has been a friend of this program, my personal friend, for a number of years. And we are blessed to have her in the Treasury Department. We're going to take a break here. We're going to go to the phone lines. And I got to tell you about Chris Hayes over at MSNBC and the Dukes of Hazzard. This is a funny story. I wish we don't have audio on this, but he tweeted something about the Dukes of Hazzard. And honestly, it makes a lot of sense. We'll tell you about it after the break. 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
America's only fair and balanced talk radio host, Todd Starnes.
Turn on your microphones. You know what's about to happen.
Never made it no harm.
Come on, sing along, Avery.
You're asking me to sing over Waylon Jennings. So.
Yeah.
Well, that is sort of sacrilege.
Straight in the curve. Yeah. Flatten the hills. Someday the mountain might get over the wall.
I'll never will.
I love that line.
Better song, this or Eastbound and Down from Smokey and the Bandit?
All right, we got to play Eastbound and Down sometime during the show. Before we break for the holiday, I love that song. Waylon Jennings, MSNBC's Chris Hayes, decided to wax eloquently on Twitter, and I suspect he waxes other things. He says that as a child, he was strictly forbidden by his mother from watching the Dukes of Hazzard. And the reason, I'm sorry, that's just horrible. Chris Hayes says that his mother had a problem with the show because of the Confederate flag on top of the General Lee. And Hayes was taking to Twitter to thank his mother. Good work, Mom. Mr. Hayes wrote, just remembered when I was a little kid, I was strictly forbidden from watching the Dukes of Hazzard by my mom because of the flag on the car. Can I just say something? I want to throw this out there. Avery, have you ever watched Dukes of Hazzard?
One second. I really, really hope the answer to this is yes, Avery.
Yeah, I want to hear this. I know he's busy over there, but Avery, turn on your microphone.
I'm right here.
Have you ever watched the Dukes of Hazzard?
No.
Oh, that one hurts.
See, but it's a Southerner, I never watched it just because, I mean, like, I never knew it when it was on, and my parents really never were like, my parents watched it growing up, and my uncle was a huge fan of Dukes of Hazzard.
We had a DVD box set in the house, so I've seen it, Todd.
Yeah. But yeah, like, my parents were never like, yeah, this is like the best TV show ever. You should watch it, son. And so that never happened. I never saw it.
Smokey and the Bandit?
No.
Oh, that one's easy, though. That's just a movie. That's not even a show. You don't even have to invest a lot in it. You just sit down and watch a movie once.
Jackie Gleason was the best Southern sheriff who was not Southern in the history of, you know, those old school TV shows.
Yeah. And I can agree with that. I do know those characters, though.
So I'm very disappointed to hear this, Avery, but we'll educate you. We know what to do. We know what to do now. I will say this, Caleb, you will be able to offer an intellectual opinion on this since you are a viewer of the program. I would say, by and large, most of the teenage boys who are watching Dukes of Hazzard back in the 70s and 80s were not paying as much attention to the Confederate flag on the top of the General Lee as they were to the Daisy.
The woman Dukes. Who was hanging out on the hood of the General Lee?
One Catherine Bach. Who was like, I guess, you know, it was Catherine Bach, and then you had Farrah Fawcett. I mean, those were the posters of the day.
Remember, and they did a movie too. Who was it in the movie?
Was it Jessica Simpson?
I'm pulling up the cast of the movie right now because now I'm curious.
Something tells me it was Jessica Simpson.
It was Jessica Simpson, yeah.
I remember thinking, why on God's green earth would you mess with something that was as classic and good and decent as the Dukes of Hazzard and Boss Hogg and Enos and, you know, Sheriff Roscoe?
Okay, I have to watch this. I'll be perfectly honest. I never watched the movie. I have to watch it now because I'm reading the cast, and it's the most absurd thing I've ever seen. So Jessica Simpson is Daisy Duke, right? Burt Reynolds is Boss Hogg. Johnny Knoxville is Luke Duke, and Willie Nelson is Jesse Duke.
Mm-hmm. Who was cooking up something more than moonshine in this particular version?
He didn't show him what he had growing out back.
Clearly. All right, let's go to the phones here. 844-747-8868. Kevin in Jacksonville, North Carolina, listening to us on the talk station. Hi, Kevin. What's going on today?
Hey, I'm heading home for the weekend, exercising my American privilege by Keep America Running by trucking. And I just, past couple of days, I felt led to celebrate the 4th of July by making a sign that says, I love America, with a blue line through it, and going to the busiest intersection in town and just standing there for a couple hours on Saturday.
Is that right? So, I'm sure your fellow motorists, I'm not sure how they're going to respond to that.
Well, it's a military town, Marine Corps.
Then they'll join you.
It'll be a positive response.
Yeah, then they will join you is what will happen. No doubt about that. You've been on the road, so what kind of a route do you have? Where do your deliveries take you?
I have a dedicated route from Canada to Eastern North Carolina. I do every week.
So I'm curious, you know, as you're hitting the truck stops, you know, either gassing up or getting some food, what are people saying about what's happening in the country with these attacks on patriotism?
Everybody I talk to find that the COVID-19 is a plandemic for the election year, and they're tired of wearing a mask. You know, people in Pennsylvania, the governor there took away the mandate for the mask, and now he's implementing it again next week, apparently. And people are just tired of it.
Yeah, I think we're reaching a point here. And Kevin, I can only speak for, you know, Western Tennessee. We have the heat index is 100 degrees, and people are getting a little wobbly outside having to wear these face masks. I just don't see this lasting through much of the summer months.
Yeah, the people up in Canada were complaining about their heat up there, but I explained to them they're not drenched in sweat right now because it's not that bad up there in Canada as it is in eastern North Carolina and down south.
No, not at all. Well, look, Kevin, we're glad you're able to get back home for the 4th of July. If you end up doing what you said you're going to do, be sure to snag some photos, and you'll have to send them to us on the Facebook page, and we'd love to know how that goes. So, Kevin, all the best to you. Keep, you know, be safe out there. Keep it between the ditches, as they say, and happy Independence Day.
Happy Independence Day to you too, sir. Thank you.
All right. Yes, sir. Let's go to Boston. Connor, our good friend, our favorite millennial. Connor, what's going on?
Hey, Todd. Good to talk to you. But I'm going to tell you, when it comes down, I was listening earlier with this person who went on TikTok, and they said they wanted to stop somebody with all lives, who believes in All Lives Matter. And I'm going to tell you, this right there is the typical Harvard graduate right there, Harvard student. It's like they do not believe in difference of opinion there. It's literally, once you send your kid off to Harvard, it's indoctrination flat out. It's like when you have somebody who literally says, if it was on the other way around, where they wanted to stab like a Bernie supporter, it's like not only would that person be fired immediately, it'd be on the front page of every paper out there as like some type of Trump terroristic threat or something.
Oh, no doubt. There's always a double standard. And we document this all the time, Connor. But I've been trying to tell folks your age, you got to lay off the controversial stuff on the social media platforms or they're going to come after you. I mean, they're going back and they're pulling stuff from when people were 13, 14, you know, 15 years old, and they're ruining their careers.
It's so true. And, you know, I drive by Harvard quite frequently during my commutes and just in general. And I drive through there all the time. I have my Trump bumper sticker on the back, my socialism sucks bumper sticker. I get flipped off, but I don't get attacked because they also see the NRA bumper sticker on the back there, and then they back right off. So.
Yeah, you don't want to mess with Connor from Boston, one of the true American patriots there. Hey, Connor, we got to leave it there, but happy Independence Day to you, my friend.
To you as well, Todd.
All right. Good guy right there. Great young man. Hey, folks, we've got to take a break. Mark Geist from the Battle of Benghazi. Yeah, he's coming up next. You're going to stick around for this. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show. Things that I do every year, on September 11th, when I'm at home, after we wrap up the show, I go home and I actually watch the coverage, the television coverage of what happened on September 11th. That date in 2001 fundamentally transformed our country, and just, it's a reminder of what actually happened on that day. We cannot allow history to rewrite what happened on that day. And there have been attempts to do that. And we just cannot allow that to happen. But something else that I do is I watch the movie about what happened in Benghazi, the Battle of Benghazi, 13 hours, the secret soldiers of Benghazi. And honestly, I think every American citizen, I know we can't do this, but I think every American citizen, before they go and vote on Election Day, they ought to understand the consequences of their vote. And they ought to be required to watch footage of what happened on 9/11, to watch footage of what happened in Benghazi. And I watch those movies, and it just so infuriates me that we had government leaders that left behind Americans. Well, on the Newsmaker line is one of those great American heroes from the Battle of Benghazi, Mark Geist. He's been on the show before. Mark, welcome back to the program. What an honor to have you back with us.
Hey, thank you so much. I'm just glad to be back.
You know, I follow you on Facebook, and you've been really focusing on these attacks on law enforcement. And earlier in the show, we played this incredible video of the sheriff down in Clay County, Florida, who says, "You know what, our deputies, we got this, but if we don't, I'm going to deputize every law-abiding gun owner in the county. You know, because we're just not going to tolerate lawlessness."
Well, and that's what we have to do. I mean, you know, to me. The way these groups are like that schoolyard bully, and you know, all until somebody stands up and puts them in their place, they are going to continue trying to, you know, Antifa. I mean, Antifa is a friend of mine called it Pantifa, because pretty much a bunch of pansies that have been emboldened because no one stood up to them. And they're out there thinking that they are speaking for America, and they're not. I mean, it's less than 2% of the population that is trying to dictate right now what the other 98% of us are going to do in the next 4 to 8 years. I mean, really, probably for the rest of our lives, because if they're not stopped, we're going to see a significant change, especially at this next election. We're going to see a significant change to go towards jump far to the socialism side of things here in America.
Yeah, Mark, I'm with you on that. I mean, when you look at what happened in Seattle, they just let them take over the 6-block area. And when they got it back, it looked like some sort of a third world, you know, hellhole.
Yeah. I mean, you know, my thoughts on that is, we have T-walls over in Iraq and Afghanistan. We used T-walls. It's a cement barrier that's about 16 feet high and about 12 feet wide. And we encircled all of our military bases with those to protect them. Well, my thought was what we should have done is encircled that area and locked them in there, put some towers over top of it. Say you have your autonomous zone. If you wish to become a citizen again, you got to apply for citizenship and go through the immigration process to get back in our country. You're at the back of the line.
Love it. I think that's brilliant. It what a terrific idea. You know, you wrote, and by the way, folks, markgeist.com is the website, and it's just an amazing website. You got to go check out the great material there. Mark, you wrote the book 13 Hours. What concerns you about the state of the military right now? I mean, under Trump, things are going good. But if those Democrats get in charge again, I'm really concerned about what happens to our military.
Yeah, me too. I mean, it's, you know, I think they're going to jump back into the way things were. You know, there's such a contrast both in the military and in our civilian population. When I travel this country and talk to people, about the enthusiasm that is there for Trump versus when I'm talking to Democrats and the enthusiasm that there is for Biden. I mean, you know, Biden he's the proverbial nomination. He is going to be the nominee, and he has ran so far to the left. I think he's left half of the Democratic Party behind, because it's not the Democratic Party that a lot of union guys out there grew up with, the John F. Kennedy times. I mean, the Martin Luther King, that era of Democrats is completely different than what we have now. I mean, I think, you know, Biden has less than 50% of support from the Democratic Party, where Trump, I mean, he's exceeding 96% of the Republican Party are supporting him. And it's such a contrast in these two individuals. And unfortunately, the media, what they're doing right now is nothing more than focusing on two things that is been used historically throughout history to take down other governments. And it's fear and hate. If I get two people to fear each other and hate each other, I can get them to do some horrendous things. I mean, if we go back to when Christ was here, that's what the Romans did with the Jewish population. And then when you look into the Crusades, it was the Christians and the Arabs. And we've been fighting that battle ever since, because there's fear and hate that one is going to be better than the other and this and that. And that's what we're seeing. I mean, that's what really caused the Civil War, was fear and hate. And the Democrats of the time, the Democrats hated the North. They did not want the North to be able to take away their ability to have slaves, which is ludicrous. And, you know, everything has been Democrats supporting slavery, Republicans not, since 1861.
Mark, you and I are about the same age. I graduated high school in 85, and you joined up in the military, in the Marine Corps, back in the 1980s. Have you noticed a shift in just what it means? You know, we talk about, you know, the roles and responsibilities, and there was a time, you know, when American men were, you know, we're men. You know what I mean? And it's, we've watched this change in, you know, the culture of what it means to be a man, and almost this, for lack of a better term, feminization of men in culture. And almost, you mentioned the word fear, the pajama boy snowflakes. And I know about you, but I'm kind of glad to see people starting to stand up and fight back against that trend. You know, the guy in St. Louis, Missouri, McCloskin, we had him on our show yesterday, standing there with the AR-15 guarding his home. I think we've got to get back to that. Men need to be proud to stand up and be men in America.
Well, and yeah, and I think, you know, it's, I mean, as a unapologetic Christian, white Christian male, you know, I'm not going to apologize for who I am and who the Lord made me to be. And you know, I am blessed that he has made me to be who I am, and I am grateful for that, you know, and at the same time, I'm grateful that he's made each and every one of us the individuals that we are. We just have
Amen.
To look back to him.
Yeah.
You Amen. Know, we've been so long in this society of ours. I mean, you go back to, I think it's, Paul Harvey has a wonderful speech that he did in 1965 talking about if I was the devil. And he talks about how to make it short, is the feminization of men, the taking Christ out of everything, making good bad, bad good, you know, things that you would think should abhor people are now commonplace, and it just continues to go to that. And we as Americans, we as Christian men, we as men in general have to stand up. We have to put the Lord first in our life. We have to, I mean, heck, Jesus Christ was probably one of the first. He is probably the baddest. Well, I know he is. He's the baddest special ops guy there is. I mean, think about it. This is Jesus Christ carried his own cross up the hill to sacrifice himself for everyone in the world. Mm. And that's a tough guy. That ain't a guy that's going to, you know, hey, turn the cheek, but hey, I'll let you hit me once, hit me a second time. You do it the second time, I'm going to come back after you. I mean, we've got to stand up and be proud of who we are as Christians, as men, and remember what Christ commands us to do and follow through with that.
Mark, always an honor to have you on the program. MarkGeist.com is the website, folks. Mark, blessings to you and your family, and have a happy Independence Day.
You too. God bless y'all. And, you know, God bless everybody that's in this country. You just got to get your heads turned on right and understand where life is. Happy 4th to you as well and everybody out there. Thank
well
you for
said.
All the support.
Well said. Great American hero right there, ladies and gentlemen.
fighting for America. All right. We've got to take a break. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
You're listening to Todd Starnes.
Gotta love old Jerry Reed. That's one of my favorite songs. It's in my song rotation on the iPhone. Love that song. That and the Dukes of Hazzard. Hey, real quick, you folks keep us honest here, and I didn't catch something one of the guests said about Martin Luther King Jr. The guest said that MLK was a Democrat. That is not correct. He was in fact a Republican. So, just to get your history right there, folks. All right, let's get to the phones. Keith is driving somewhere in Florida. Keith, what's going on?
Oh, just tooting along. I'll be coming through Memphis tomorrow.
Is that right? Well, Keith, it's a little warm here. It's a little warm, so either roll down the window or crank up the AC.
Todd, it's warmer down here in Florida than it is up there. I guess.
Well, yeah,
you know,
go ahead.
As far as the COVID-19 goes, you know, they never give statistics of how many people were cooped up in home, if their immune system, you know, slacked off while they were cooped up in home, or how many people, you know, they've been outside all the time, if they got it, you know, so forth and so on. They never do that.
Well, it's a fair point, Keith, and, you know, we have talked about this on the show before. We have yet to get any consistent reporting on who had the virus and who had some sort of a pre-existing condition, and that's what led to their death. And that is an important thing, and we're just not getting those accurate numbers. And honestly, Keith, I don't think we ever will.
I have another quick little point.
Yeah.
I think there's two guns you can actually buy that aren't illegal, that anybody can purchase one. One of them is a paintball gun. Next one is a flare gun. Hey, you know, if you got one, you pop somebody with a paintball, you know, 5-10 times, you know, you're not going to kill them.
No, but those paintballs hurt. They hurt, Keith.
Hey, better to be hurt than dead, right?
Well, I reckon so. It's a fair point. I don't know. Keith, thank you for the call, and be safe out there. I still don't like those paintballs. Our church used to do that all the time, and I hated those things. Hey, you guys got anything going on for the 4th of July? Caleb, Avery?
I'll be in the building working. Avery, what about you?
I think me and my family are going to try to do something to where we can, or go do something or go somewhere to where we can see some fireworks and grill out, of course.
I got a package of the Hebrew Nationals. I'm grilling the hot dogs.
Yeah.
Grilling hot dogs tomorrow.
What do you like on your hot dog?
Well, I'm a chili dog guy, but I also the slaw. Like a good chili slaw dog, that you can't get much more Southern than that.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. It is indeed. So look, folks, we promised we were going to play Lee Greenwood's new rendition of God Bless the USA, and we're going to do that. Look, it's been a great week. We're celebrating the third year anniversary of this radio program. Thank you all so very much for your support. Over 7 million people on our website this month. We're just so excited about that. Want to thank our incredibly awesome team here, Caleb, Avery, JP, the whole team. You guys are just killing it every single day. And folks, I hope you know how much we appreciate you and really appreciate the great work you guys are doing to stand up for America. And that's really what our program is all about. God bless America.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, where the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. Minnesota
to the hills of Tennessee,
across the plains of Texas, oh, from sea to shining sea,
from Detroit down to Houston,
and New York to LA,
where there's pride in every American heart,
and it's time we stand and say.